Kite raises US$200 million MLN in equity. Next generation commerce company Kite has raised US$200 million in equity from funds managed by Blackstone and Juxtapose to develop its tech-driven platform for scaling brands. Mercedes-Benz and Maybank launch Metal, co-branded credit card. Mercedes-Benz Financial has partnered with Malaysia-based Maybank to release a co-branded Metal credit card in Malaysia on the Visa payment network. Tempo France, N Tokens launch remittances to Brazil. Money transfer company Tempo France has partnered with fintech N Tokens to launch remittances to Brazil from the EU, with the tech of the transfers based on the Stellar blockchain. Paytm launches 4G-enabled soundbox for merchant partners. India-based payments company Paytm has launched the 4G-enabled soundbox 3. Walmart sues Capital One to end its credit card partnership. Retailer Walmart has sued U.S.-based bank Capital One in an effort to end their credit card partnership. Frank founder charged with defrauding J.P. Morgan Chase. The founder of U.S.-based college financial planning platform Frank has been criminally charged with defrauding J.P. Morgan Chase. Saxo Bank partners with TRUSTDOCK. Saxo Bank has announced the incorporation of the TRUSTDOCK service into its products, in order to offer ID verification for customers in Japan. GHL taps PayNet's My Debit Secure Card not present safety feature. Malaysia-based fintech GHL Systems has chosen My Debit Secure CNP, card not present, from Payments Network Malaysia, PayNet, for safer online payments. Bluezell launches Capella NFT marketplace for Web3 games. Singapore-based decentralized data network Bluezell has launched the Capella NFT marketplace for blockchain-based Web3 games. SocGen and Lemonway join forces to service corporate B2B marketplaces. Société Générale has signed a deal with Lemonway to deliver payment services to large corporates launching B2B marketplaces in Western Europe. UK payments startup Rift wins FCA license. Rift, a UK startup hoping to emulate the success of Stripe, has received an FCA license following its 1.2 million seed raise in September. Bank of England begins building Britcoin team. The Bank of England has opened recruitment for staff to oversee the development of its proposed central bank digital currency. Digital Currency Monetary Authority launches CBDC. Today, at the International Monetary Fund, IMF, Spring Meetings 2023, the Digital Currency Monetary Authority, DCMA, announced their official launch of an international central bank digital currency, CBDC, that strengthens the monetary sovereignty of participating central banks and complies with the recent crypto assets policy recommendations proposed by the IMF. Assis, a virtual assistant for solopreneurs, raises $5 million in seed funding. Assis, a virtual assistant for freelancers, has just received an investment of $5 million in its first round of funding. Bybit opens global HQ in Dubai. Bybit, the world's third most visited crypto exchange, joins a new influx of crypto firms into Dubai with the opening of its global headquarters in the Emirate in mid-April. CFTC hits Goldman Sachs with $15 million fine for violating swap standards. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission today issued an order simultaneously filing and settling charges against Goldman Sachs and Company, LLC, Goldman, for violations of the CFTC's business conduct standards applicable to swap dealers. Line Data expands managed service offering for APAC buy-side firms. Line Data, a global provider of asset management and credit technology data and services, announced today the expansion of its services capabilities and offerings in the Asia-Pacific, APAC, region. Finastra integrates Alin's tailored ESG data into Fusion Invest. Finastra, a global provider of financial software applications and marketplaces, today announced its partnership with Alinea, a sustainability technology platform that provides tailored ESG alternative data to help asset managers globally make more informed ESG investments. Institutional Trading ECN Cypater goes live. Cypater Inc. Cypater, a crypto trading electronic communication network, ECN, for institutional players, today announced that it is live with multiple institutional participants utilizing the platform to trade crypto spot transactions. U.S. says crooks using DeFi to launder illicit proceeds. North Korea, cyber criminals, ransomware attackers, thieves, and scammers are using DeFi services to transfer and launder their illicit proceeds, according to the U.S. government. Love Island star joins campaign to educate influencers about financial promotions. British regulators have enlisted former Love Island contestant Sharon Gafka for a campaign to educate social media finfluencers about the risks of promoting illegal get-rich-quick schemes. How properly managing cash flow can set businesses up to thrive. Many businesses manage their cash flow and payments using spreadsheets and basic accounting software. But as they scale, that type. Rift secures FCA license. Payments provider Rift has secured its UK Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, license and will begin to operate as regulated payment facilitation. Société Générale partners with Lemonway. France-based Société Générale has partnered with pan-European payment institution Lemonway to support large corporates launching B2B marketplaces. Visa partners PayPal for interoperable P2P payments. Visa is teaming up with a host of firms, including PayPal and Western Union, to let people send each other money between different P2P payment apps. Digital River debuts pay later options from Afterpay and Clearpay. Digital River, an experienced global commerce enabler for established and fast-growing brands, today announced it is now offering Afterpay and Clearpay to address growing consumer interest in buy now pay later, BNPL, options. FCA to host greenwashing tech sprint. The UK's Financial Conduct Authority is to host an international operational forum aimed at developing tools to tackle the rising tide of greenwashing in financial services. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.